Selected. Stop. To be locked.
All right. Now we put this thing back in here. Well, we ate dinner just right when we showed up. I think it's sealed. Does it look sealed?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, does it look airtight?
Yes.
All right. I'm taking this meal slow. I'm savoring it.
So good, huh?
I think that's the right word.
Yeah, it is. I still feel like my voice is ready to go.
Mine too.
That was good.
You're fast.
Huh?
You're fast.
I was hungry. Oh. That's what happens when I'm hungry.
Oh.
Can't help it.
No, you can't.
Why you can't?
I've heard this song before somewhere. Yeah, see if you can get the recipe to this. I like the skin they have over the shrimp.
Yeah, I know. Like,
is that just the shrimp skin?
No.
Oh. What is that?
I don't know, but it's good.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
The shrimp skin would have been crunchy.
That's true. Whatever this is, it's good. Oh my god. This was worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might talk to my sister and see if it's a good idea to switch to First National.
So you mean Nevada State?
Yeah. I was in the wrong home. Just now.
Make sure Wells Fargo doesn't take any of your money.
And how do I do that?
You can tell them, hey, I'm a lawyer. If you take any of my money when I transfer my money over to a new bank, I'll sue you.
That works. I know a lawyer, but he's in Utah.
Technically, you can actually have Russia back you up.
No, I can't.
No. Just out of...
Oh, no, no. She wouldn't be able to run the case for me, but no. I could, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. If it comes to that, yeah. She, but yeah, I mean, what makes it easy is she's with Wells Fargo, I'm with Wells Fargo. It makes transferring money easier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how my dad would transfer me the money that he does for my phone bill.
Wire. It's easy. With Nevada State Bank, you could actually hook up a friend's, for transferring money and taking out money and all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
I do that with my Harris Bank.
Hmm.
And then Ruben and I have hooked up each other's bank accounts to each one.
Now, because, I mean, sometimes, you know, I'll pay my mom for groceries and stuff like that. Would I be able to, how many people, you know, how many people could I hook up?
I don't think it's limited, so.
So probably my mom and dad.
Well, I got to take my feet out of the shoes.
That kid's having fun.
Yeah. I had to take my feet out of the shoes.
Mm.
My feet were getting too warm.
Aw.
So the wind feels good.
Yeah, my feet aren't that bad, although I will be feeling it tomorrow probably.
Well, it's cooling off now, so.
Yeah. Still, they still feel a little tender. Is what I put them through. I can just imagine the sound, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you aren't hearing that, though.
I'm not hearing it, but I can imagine it as my foot touches the concrete, you know. It's like when you dry shave and put alcohol on it afterwards.
Yeah.
Even though it doesn't make any noise, you just imagine it.
You just feel it.
Have you ever dry shaving hurts?
No, I don't even use a razor. I use the Nair.
I tried that stuff and, well, I made the mistake of itching an itch on my elbow.
Oh.
And I put the Nair, you know, in that little section because I wasn't thinking. I looked like I had a second degree burn. I probably did.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to put it right there.
We didn't know. My sister, you know, she put it on. She didn't know any better. We scrape it off, and I'm not feeling anything until, like, later. I'm like, ow. I probably did have a second degree burn.
You're not supposed to put it there.
I mean, yeah.
I have to do my bikini line before Ruben.
Ow.
Oh, no, I'm not doing... The Nair, I have a special thing for the Nair.
Right.
For the bikini line, so it's all good.
Still though, ow.
No, it's not gonna hurt.
No, I mean the scraper thing it comes with. Ow.
No. You don't scrape it. You use a washcloth.
Oh, and you just exfoliate. You exfoliate it.
No.
Well, something like
that. No, you just wipe it off.
Oh, see, mine came with a scraper, and I had to scrape the hair off.
Ah.
I mean, it wasn't a scraper. It was a, looked like a squeegee.
Yeah, you use a washcloth.
Well, that's easier.
Yeah. Now, I do this with my legs and my arms.
No, I use a razor, but that's what I feel comfortable with.
Well, razor, I don't like sharp things on my body.
Hey, I do a pretty darn good job.
Well, I didn't say you didn't.
Oh, maybe a few nicks and cuts, but the chlorine probably already took care of them, you know?
Like I said, I don't like sharp things anywhere near my body.
And that's fine. That's fine.
So, and my mom's like, oh, she tried to shave my legs one day without trying to tell me and everything, and I'm like, uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, no.
And you know, that's fine.
I told her, you're going to find a different alternative.
Yeah.
And this is when I was in high school.
I learned how to shave when I was in 7th grade.
Yeah, my mom didn't have to do that yet, so...
My mom made me.
So she finally found the Nair at Walmart.
Huh.
Like, we're going to try this. I'm like, okay. Wait 5 minutes. I was able to wipe off the hair off of my legs, and I was fine.
I must have gotten something similar. But like I said, mine came with a scraper, you know, a squeegee type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to try that because I hate... that skin is so good. I hate shaving down there with a razor. I'm a little bit, I'm gonna cut myself.
Why do you think I got the Nair for that?
I mean, the legs, I don't mind, you know.
Like I said, why do you think I have the Nair for it?
I've been lucky. I've never cut myself down there, but I know my luck's gonna run out one day.
Yeah, one of my mom's friends wanted to do bikini wax.
Oh, that hurt.
No. I let them do my lip, and that was pretty much, and my eyebrow.
I don't mind it. Oh. If you want a good place that does that, by the way, over by my house, there's a place called Relax Nails and,
Yeah, but how much?
For my eyebrow and lip, it's $17.
That's a little much. I'll go Marinello. They'll only cost me about $10.
I just trust them, you know.
Yeah, but the seniors for Marinello are the only ones that are allowed to cut hair or do any of that. They can't let the juniors...
I've been there. They messed up my eyebrow and lip so bad.
Which one?
My eyebrow and lip.
No. Which Marinello?
I don't know.
Because I go to the one on Sunset.
I don't know, but I like Relax. I love Relax.
Because they did very good on my hair. They dyed it very well, you know, they did the highlights very well. And, when I went back there to get my hair done for the Broadway movie night,
uh-huh.
Oh my God, everybody loved the way my hair looked. Everyone loved the way my hair looked. I got so many compliments that night.
I don't know. I mean, I had a few bad experiences, so I'm like, I don't think so.
So,
and my sister, I mean, she told them, don't take this part off. Don't take this part off. And they did it. And they looked horrible.
I mean, my eyebrows are not bad, but still.
I should get mine done.
My lip needs to be done. My upper lip.
It might be, see how much it is at Relax? You know, if you could just get the lip done. They are very good. I mean, they're good to me. You know. I like them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is this new?
I don't know.
Because I don't recognize it. That doesn't mean anything. I don't listen to pop music today. It's just...
I listen to 94.1, but this is not on 94.1.
Mm. I just don't like today's modern pop. It just... Ugh. From a sound engineer...
Actually, there's a couple of singers that are... making their songs a little more personal now.
It's not the singers, I'm worried. It's not the singers I don't like. It's the mixes I don't like. That's starting to get a little better. There we go.
I'm gonna feel that tomorrow.
What?
Oh, I just mangled and murdered my wrist. Better?
Better?
What?
Water?
Oh, yeah. I cannot drink cold water. I just can't.
It's the only way I can go whenever I'm out in the field.
I never liked it.
Ugh.
I never liked
it. When I'm in the field, that is the best thing.
It kills my mouth. It always has. Especially my front teeth, because my doctor slenderized my teeth. He took some of the enamel off.
Ow.
Oh, I didn't feel it.
Still.
So for me, it is out. But and I never have like cold water, so.
Mm-hmm.
But this just makes it worse. Ugh. I wouldn't be surprised if I had, you know, to get dentures like at 50. Mm. Hey, at least I'd have teeth.
My grandma's got partials.
Mm.
So.
I'd probably still be able to talk. You know.
You would, yes, but.
Would I still be able to sing?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, I'd be able to sing. Would I be able to be understood? Actually, no. I knew someone with dentures. I couldn't tell.
Mm.
I couldn't tell at all. It was my grandpa, actually.
Oh.
He didn't lisp. He didn't nothing. I mean, he just took his teeth out every day, you know? Put them in the morning and, you know. That'd be easier. That'd be kind of cool if they did that, if this is with all humans, you know? Just... You know, just go to the dentist or whatever, get a set of teeth.
Yeah.
Stick them in your mouth like retainers, take them out at night. Although,
yeah. Well, like I said, my grandma's got partials for her back teeth.
No, oh, I can't tell.
So, she doesn't really have full dentures, but she's got partials.
Hmm. I can't tell at all.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't be able to with speech.
I meant with speech.
Huh?
I meant with speech. I can't tell.
I know, but with today's technology, the way they make them, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So maybe by the time it's my turn, it might not be so bad.
Unfortunately, when I go to the dentist on the 6th, I have a feeling the one tooth that I've been having problems with for the last year.
Yes.
With the crown on it.
Right.
I'm probably just going to tell him the root canal.
Yeah, it might save the tooth.
Yeah.
I mean,
unless I won't have any more pain.
Taking it out is, you know, cheaper, but you don't want that. I mean, you'll have to pay for a bridge, and you'll have to...
No, my insurance will pay for it.
Oh. Yeah, I have no insurance.
My dentist, he tries to, you know, do the things I want him to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if I tell him that I think it's probably better if we root canal it, he'll go ahead and do it.
If he thinks it's... Probably if he thinks
because
it's...
Because I'm going to tell him that this has been nothing but trouble since he put it in. And I don't know how many times we've adjusted it.
Oh.
We've adjusted it at least 5 times.
It's the tooth. Probably the tooth is just wore out.
Yeah, I think it's the tooth. Because there's still a tooth, under the crown.
Oh, ouch. I can't have that for me. I just can't. It's got to be a full-blown
canal. I can't chew anything on that side.
Oh.
It hurts.
Have you considered, have you considered clove oil temporarily?
Yeah, I've tried that.
No. It works on the outside, but not on the inside.
Yeah, no, it's on the inside.
Oh, yeah, you can't get to that nerve unless you...
No, it's hitting the nerve pretty hard.
Ah.
That's the problem.
I've been through that, believe me.
I should have known something was up because when he put cold air on it...
You told me, yeah, you were screaming.
No, I didn't scream. I'm like, ow. And he looked at me, he's like, did you feel that? I'm like, yes.
Well, I mean, maybe it's good that he played it safe because then you know.
Oh.
I bet that cold water hurts though, like on the rides.
No.
You're lucky.
No, it doesn't affect me that way. It's just when I try to chew, it hurts.
I've been there, believe me. I've been there. I've been there.
I'm going to tell him that on the 6th when I go in for my checkup.
Right.
Because I'm going to have to get x-rays redone. It's a once-a-year thing.
Yeah.
Now... Yeah. My biggest thing for my eye doctor.
Oh, yeah.
I found out that they're not... You remember me trying to call my health insurance.
Yeah, they wouldn't do your contacts.
No, because they said, you can't get a checkup until one more year from now. I'm like, what? Like, yeah, it's only every 2 years. I'm like, okay.
But if your eyesight's okay...
I'm like, okay. here's the one thing that you guys don't realize with some people. Some people are at risk for glaucoma.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
It runs in my family on my grandma's side.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know this. I mean, have you been feeling any
cataracts, for that matter?
Have you been feeling any pain in your eyes, like someone's
no,
digging?
But
no, you should be fine then.
It doesn't matter. I still should get checked every year. That's a precaution that I have to take.
For me, if I lose my sight, I'm not. It's going anyway. I'm not worried.
Like I said, it runs in the family on my grandmother's side in the woman.
Oh, that's weird.
Because that's where the gene is.
That is weird.
Now my grandma's been lucky. She hasn't gotten it.
Yeah.
She only had cataracts, which got removed.
Ah.
So, and her eye, and the eye doctor said that she had to wait until they matured a little more to take them out.
Oh.
Because otherwise they would be too small to take out.
I had cataracts in this eye and band keratopathy in this eye. Uh-huh. I still have band keratopathy in this eye.
Right.
Although this eye doesn't work anymore, so. And this eye is, like, going bad, so.
Right. But do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's better to take a precaution. Plus, not only that, but whenever I go to the eye doctor, I get my retina photographed. The reason being they do that is to make sure you don't, they look for diabetes. Because if your retinas are red and everything, that means you have diabetes.
Really?
Yeah. Now, luckily right now, I haven't had any indication, which is good.
That's a good thing.
But it's still good to get checked.
Right.
Especially with me now starting to diet. You yeah. know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's good. I mean, last time I was at an eye doctor, I think, was in 2011 when I had to get excused for jury duty.
I got excused from jury duty when I was in Illinois.
Oh.
The reason being because I was taking care of Jason.
Ah.
And I wrote them a formal letter. I'm like, here's the situation. I work for the state, and I take care of a child who has autism.
Right.
So they excused me, which was great. You know, I called the day before I was supposed to go. And when I called, they said, oh, no, you're excused. You're good to go. I'm like, perfect.
Yeah, I had to go through, like, a formal process of mailing in my eye chart and everything else. Oh, that garlic is good. Oh, my gosh. I had a big piece. I think I tensed up on one of the rides. My back is killing me.
It was probably the last one we were on.
No, I'm thinking it was a tornado.
Oh, yes.
I think I tensed. You wouldn't have seen me, did
no,
I?
You told me you tensed on constrictors.
I tensed my legs.
Yeah.
My legs have nothing to do with my back. I don't think.
They can.
Oh. Okay.
Actually. To what I read.
Oh.
What I found out.
Oh, that was good. I'm trying to make this worth it by savoring every bite, and I mean every bite. Like, leaving almost nothing left, bite. Because I don't believe in waste.
I could have used some extra sesame dressing, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When I bring Ruben here, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, he's going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Actually,
I mean,
they're only here on the weekends.
Oh.
So that's why, yeah.
Ah. Oh, is that why you called me today?
Hey, I also wanted to treat you to dinner anyway.
Aw, thank you. Hey, this works. You had my cooking, and now I have, well, this. This works. Oh. Oh, yeah, my back hurts. Hey, at least I haven't entered my tailbone yet. We'll see. No, oh, geez. did you see what I almost did?
Yeah.
I almost took the lid off and it's not there.
Whoops.
I'm glad I didn't shake it.
Watching all these people going down the straight down yellow slide.
Why?
I don't know. I've been thinking about doing it, but I don't know if I can really get the courage to do it.
Oh, is it that drag racing one?
No.
No, it's that one you were telling me about, yeah. And I said, you can do it. I'm just going to stay on the ground.
Yeah.
That offer still stands.
I know.
I'm staying on the ground.
I don't think I can still manage the courage to do it.
Oh. Yeah, but, you know, you're brave and... Hey, if you can zip line 70 feet up...
No, I understand that, but when you're up there and you're standing and you're looking down, you're like, oh, good God.
Been there. I've been there. It was on the Jarastuka at Button Wild. And I could barely hear my parents and my friends.
I could not do that one.
I did it based on a bribe, which my friend never honored, by the way.
What?
I think she just forgot. It's been years. We're not friends anymore, so I don't let her, I don't talk to her about it. If you go down that, because I was sitting there and I was scared. She's like, if you go down there, I'll buy you Yo-Yo Ma CD. That used to be my favorite cellist. So, not anymore. Now it's Jacqueline Dupre. Oh, she's so good. I idolize her. I wish I could play like her. I don't idolize. Oh, no. There's one singer I do idolize, and that's Kathleen Battle.
Oh, good God.
I didn't realize I was that thirsty. Oh, the garlic makes you thirsty, I guess.
It does.
And the butter, oh. Uh-huh. Yeah, you gotta try and get that recipe. Maybe Google will have it, you think?
Maybe.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
You never know.
That was way too good. I'm ready for seconds, but that's just me.
I'm not. I'm full.
I'm not going for it.
But... I was gonna say, that's another 12.
No, I'm not going for it.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be at the Red Robin at the mall in August. But yeah, if I am, I might try the BTA. BTLA. BLTA, yeah.
That's good stuff.
Or I might just get some wings with the new sauce they have. And the new sauce, by the way, is good, but it's so salty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is all of Red Robin's food salty? Because if so, I don't want it.
No.
But remember, I don't eat much salt.
Here's the thing, you can tell them to go light on the salt.
Yeah, I didn't realize the sauce was going to be that salty.
Well, the sauce, they can't do anything about.
No, it was. I ordered boneless wings, too.
There you go.
It was $5. It was like, you know, this, but less food.
Right. See, they gave you 2 scoops of rice.
Oh, wow. And I finished all that?
Yep.
Jeez, I don't normally... Well, let's see. Do I normally eat that much rice at home? Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You don't eat both.
I know one thing, we're not going on any rides with Michael's stomach right now.
I know where we can go. We can even stay in the Lazy River and go.
Walk.
Yep. Now to find a trash can.
Because I know if I were to go on a ride now, my lunch, my dinner would bite back. So would yours. Ah! Guy!
Come on. We're going to find a trash can now.
I have everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is weird. I don't know why I feel like I'm forgetting something, which I know I'm not. Yep, my feet are going to be definitely tender tonight and tomorrow. Oh, well, it's okay. They probably needed it.
Oh, good.
That was just wonderful. Oh, my.
I knew you'd like it because you and I pretty much are almost the same food.
Almost. Except you will not have my Italian dressing and rice. I can't see you eating that.
Oh, I found the Olive Garden at Walmart.
What?
I found the Italian dressing for Olive Garden at Walmart.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Nice.
Tell me about it.
Pretty good.
I was like, hey.
Oh, and one of these years.
years, I am going to be visiting an audiologist.
What is that?
Audiologist.
What is that?
Oh, ear doctor.
Oh.
Audio. Ear. Hearing.
Okay.
Hearing doctor.
Sorry.
I thought you knew.
No, I only know him as ear, nose, throat.
That's
doctor.
An ENT. Oh, I just kicked something. Someone's shoes.
Oh. Nope. I hope they left them right in the middle.
What? I hope they only dropped. How did you?
People are going into the lazy river.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say, I hope they didn't forget them, you know. Because that would not be good. That cool water probably is gonna do good and stop my feet.
Yeah.
Heal my feet a little bit.
Oh, no tunes. Dang it. That sucks.
What? No tunes. Oh, well.
All right, cold water.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
It's harder the second time I notice.
Yeah.
I don't mind the walking. You know, the walking's good exercise. Really. I mean, the tubes are great, but the walking's just good exercise.
I think the only place that's wet right now is my butt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I could change that, but I won't.
Oh, you better not.
Yeah.
Because I think I'd get you first.
You would, I know. And my falling technique wouldn't help, because I'd be wet anyway.
I think there are a couple of tubes coming up.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the walking's good. The walking's good exercise.
Or maybe not, the gravel.
Especially when you're... Have you ever personally walked the resistance against the current? Just pull
yeah,
exercise?
I have.
Wow. Okay, let's... Ooh, it's cold. Why is it so hard the second time?
I don't know.
But you notice it?
Yeah.
It's like, oh gosh. It's cold. It's like, it's... Wait, this is colder.
No.
Are you sure?
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's like shade.
No, the water's colder.
It's actually warm when you get in.
Uh-huh, well, not for this old, woman there. They don't know that. They only know that I'm about 19. Oh, right on the crotch. They only know that I'm right there.
At least right
now. Oh, that's right, you're shorter than I am.
By like 4 inches?
I'm 5 foot. 5 or 4.
Yeah,
4 inches. Oh, that current feels good.
Can I go around one more time? Are you done?
You know, the lazy river at Wet n Wild used to have steps. Yeah, you notice it's so hard the second time. You notice that? It's so hard the second time. The good thing is I can never get lost in this river. You know? I wonder if that guy ever tried the mushroom. I think, or the shrimp. I think he did.
What guy?
The guy I was talking to earlier when he said, "Where is it at?" I hope he finally tried it. Yeah. By what? The current or by people? Is it me or is the current slightly faster? Do they always do that?
Near the end of the night, yes.
Why do they want people to get out sooner?
Sorry.
Oh! Whoa! Why they want people to get out?
No. Make it more fun.
Oh. Or more resistant for those of us who are exercising.
Yeah. Oh, that's cold. We're in shade.
No. My knees are slightly bent.
Oh.
Oh. Try it, Jill.
What?
Bend your knees a bit.
Oh, I look like those are my. Oh.
Yeah, it's a little cold.
Okay. One, two, three. I'm so nervous.
Oh. Okay, much better. Hey, don't drag me under.
Dude.
No, I gotcha. Don't drag me under.
Hey!
Oh.
Oh, come on, have fun.
Now I'm not so cold, huh? Not anymore, although the wind has to pick up now.
Well, it's not that bad.
No, not as bad as it was this afternoon. Did they just speed up the current again?
No, I just looked at my feet.
Oh, excuse me. That felt really good. Hey, we're best friends. We're both meant to get on each other's nerves.
And my thing keeps twisting.
Oh, your case?
Yeah.
Oh, I had that issue earlier.
There we go. I fixed it.
Oh, nice. There's someone who's beatboxing.
Yeah, it's the lifeguard.
Oh. I heard Rakan beatbox. He sucks. And I think he knows it.
I'm sitting.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Are you okay?
Yep. Now this feels good. Oh, hi! Hi! How you doing?
Hey. I was slowed down there.
Nice seeing you.
Uh-huh. Like a flat, what do you want to call it? Float.
Oh, jeez. I'm sure they'll get around to taking it out later.
Huh?
I'm sure they'll get around to taking it out later.
Excuse me.
It's the garlic that's doing it to us.
That's not a bad thing.
No. Oh gosh, imagine if we would have belched in the constrictor.
Oh my god.
I'm sure that's never happened before.
Oh, I'm sure it has.
Whee! Oh. I was tempted to try singing. Oh man, that place is acoustically nice. You know I would think that.
Yeah.
That constrictor seems like it's totally, like, dark in there. I shut my eyes partway through, but...
It is completely dark.
Oh. That works.
I can.
Oh, this feels good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I probably am going to be sore tomorrow, but it's going to be worth it. You know, the water therapy, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a pretty good job on that soup.
Huh?
I did a pretty good job on that soup.
Just needed a little salt and that was it.
Well, no, we purposefully don't put salt in it. Well, no, not much because we've been trying to.
Yeah, but the pink salt was fine.
Oh, I love the pink salt.
That's what I meant. Oh, use the pink salt.
I love it.
When you
cook. Oh.
That's what I do. I use that.
One tip though, you are not allowed to shake the salt shaker over like a metal pot. You've got to put it in your hand and put it in the pot.
That's what I do.
So
that's what I do.
It's just a rule for that particular salt.
Well, like I said, that's what I do.
Nice. I think my mom was the one who introduced you to that.
Yes.
We'll get you on smoothies soon.
Yeah, but it's not going to be green smoothies yet.
No, but we'll work your way up. At first, it's probably going to be like, you know, fruits and like a handful of greens. You won't even taste it.
Bye.
You know?
Bye. Yeah.
My mom did that with me. I can't drink the sweet ones. I mean, there are times where I have to because of my potassium deficiency.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
Whoa!
Are you okay there?
The current.
Oh. You're going backwards.
Well, I was, yes.
Thank you.
What the heck was that?
That was not a plane.
No.
What was that?
I don't know.
Painting!
Was it thunder?
No.
Oh! It's the bucket.
Bucket?
Over by the kids' section.
Oh. Well, they're pounding on a bucket?
No. It's this bucket gets filled with water, and when it gets to a certain point, it dumps out.
And that was the water jumping out?
Yes.
That must be a lot of water.
Well, yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, they did sound like a little like thunder. I'm like, oh, okay.
There are people in front of us, yeah.
Oh, Rasha told me about the, she felt the earthquake that Friday.
Oh, did you? The day I felt it?
Yeah, I didn't feel a thing. She was on the 7th floor.
Well, yeah. No, I felt it because, not only that, but the reason why I felt it, I saw the signs shaking inside the store.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I never felt a thing.
And I felt, you know, the floor kind of move. And my coworkers thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
Half an hour later, I go on my lunch, right?
Right.
And my coworker comes in. He's like, hey, Jill. I'm like, what? He's like, you were right. It was an earthquake.
Where was the epicenter of that again?
Caliente?
That's not too far away from here. That's about 2 hours away.
It's maybe 100, three. 100 plus miles.
Oh, about 2.5 hours away. I've been there.
So,
give me 1 foot back.
I'm definitely getting my exercise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're, you know, bending your knees in here, too.
Oh, yeah.
You're definitely going to get some stretching and some exercise.
Oh, yeah. I am.
Come on, man. What's up, bud?
You're trying to make me sing for my supper? It's not what you think. Okay. Más lentamente. Por favor. I'll definitely be feeling that tomorrow.
Well, it's exercise.
It is, definitely. It's not that I'm out of shape, but I don't normally do, you know, water resistance training.
Yeah.
Ever.
Water resistance is not a bad thing.
No, it's not. And actually, I did better than I thought I did. Would. Whoa!
Just jumped in.
Jeez! That water must be cold on first jump.
No, they were already wet.
Oh, that's good then. Because I'm sure, right, if they were dry and jumped in right away.
Yeah. I see a float.
Oh.
I'm trying to get my hands on it. Just keep walking straight, okay?
Okay. Nice. That's front. Here we go. This is back.
So I don't know where you want to be. It's front or back.
I'll be in the front.
Which one's the front? Which one's the back?
Raft seems like it's running out of air.
Yeah.
Ah!
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, great. Everything you own in a box to the left. Right there. Let me try and stop it so you can get in. Okay, there we go. No, I can't hold it. Sorry. Okay.
My, what do you want to call it? My waterproof thing went to the back. Went to my back.
No!
Okay.
Well, at least it didn't fall off or anything. Ah, woo!
Pull me.
Yep.
I don't know if this is gonna work or not.
Try it.
Oh. I might have to have you hold this real quick. I'm behind you.
Okay.
Come on. There, just this.
Oh, just that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't want to come onto my back.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
One. Two, three.
Well,
how am I like? Give it.
You need help.
Give it back over to me. Thank you.
Okay.
Whoa.
Ah, hey.
Well, I can't do anything about it.
No, this works.
Get back in the shallow water.
Yeah, nah, I'm good.
Until we get more shallow water.
Oh, yeah.
Ah!
Oh.
Yeah, you can relax and I'm stuck.
Well, actually, you could try diving in underneath the...
I tried that already. That's what I did.
Oh, and you're wearing the raft like a...
My legs are like stuck in the hole.
Oh.
Yeah, you're basically wearing the raft like a pair of pants or something.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's a really decorative hula hoop. It's hey.
That's what you get.
No. Well, I can't splash you back, so. Wait a minute, maybe I can. Oh. Darn it. Ah. Hey, okay. Okay, Mercy. So, the chlorine's starting to itch my legs or something. So what do you want to do, what do you want to do after this?
Oh, I could do that,
Oh, the one where I injured myself?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, this raft has a little bit of a, tear in all the seam right here.
Oh, that's not good.
No. The, in this part right here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what's tearing.
I don't think that's where the hole is. It's probably just the seam that's done.
Yeah, but still.
Oh. That was not pleasant.
Well, it is what it is. Are you swimming?
No. Right.
What? Ah! Ah! Okay. You just kicked me in the rear.
Sorry.
That's okay. I can't believe you're running. You sure you know where you're going? You sure you know where you're going?
Of course I do.
It's a big river here. This river leads everywhere. You know what I'd love to do one day? There's a firing range here in Vegas. Yeah? I'm not gonna do that. I wanna try rifles again. I'll try rifles again.
Yeah.
I don't do good with bows and arrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dinner was so good.
I know, it was worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Very much so.
Worth the money.
Very much so.
I really want to bring my mom here and have her try it. I know something is expensive to tell, but...
Yeah. Well, you saw my reaction at first when you told me how much it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I had money on me.
No, I meant like, it is worth it. It is very much worth it. Expensive, but it's very, very worth it. Someone said...
Huh?
Oh, wow.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. More people get to have fun. I'll try not to injure myself this time. No, that really hurt. And I didn't feel it until the next day. And that was on a weekday, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my dinner's very well, much digested. How's yours?
Yep. I don't get affected even after it's going
on. Oh, you're lucky.
It doesn't affect me.
We'll see how I feel. I feel good, but we'll see how I feel afterwards, if you know what I mean.
The lazy river for a half an hour.
Oh, that was half an hour?
Yeah.
Whoa. It didn't feel like half an hour.
It may not have felt like it, but it was quick and I had fun.
We're getting soaked.
You need a little oil?
Okay, step up.
Woo!
I don't want to check.
Only guests in good health should ride this ride. Do not ride with the excitement at high blood pressure, heart, back, or neck trouble, recent surgery, or any other
On the tornado, all right, Sarah, you're gonna step up on the tornado.
And step over.
I heard people, oh, that's cold. All right, you gotta go to the front. Ah. Right there.
Step over. Good.
A little help here. Yeah, I injured myself on this ride last time, so, do I just keep my tailbone up, I guess?
Yeah, make sure you're
both. Okay, my feet aren't going to hit any of the sides, are they? Because I'm not. I'm barefoot.
No, you're not going to hit the sides.
Okay. Sunsets at 8:14 though.
Yeah, but when it goes below the mountain, which it is already.
Right.
At least from this front.
Right.
Maybe a little further out, like by the strip, it's still going to be up.
Yeah, I was, or maybe by my house, it's still going to be up.
Yeah.